93.7, The River. There goes Moni Moni, Billy Idol, Dog and Joe Show on a Thursday. Coming up, you'll meet another adorable adoptable. This week's offering here at 8 o'clock in about 30 minutes on Facebook. She is a beauty. You're going to fall in love with her. Front Street open today at 12 o'clock. Where would you rate California and or Sacramento when it comes to dog-friendly cities? Do you think a lot of dogs in and around Sac or Roseville or Elk Grove?
I do. Pretty high. There's dog parks everywhere.
Yeah, I was going to say, how are we rating it? The number of dog parks, number of restaurants that allow you to bring a dog inside.
Ooh, good question.
That kind of stuff.
Number of dogs and accessibility. Yeah. Okay. How would you think Sacramento rates? When you go out places, do you see a lot of dogs in restaurants?
Well, in restaurants, I mean, not a lot, but I have. I've absolutely seen them in restaurants, yeah.
Because I hate that, and I love the dogs, and I love seeing them out. We do a lot with Front Street, but when you go into a restaurant, I don't want dander and fleas and tick, and I don't need all that stuff commingling with my meal. I don't think dogs have any business. I don't care if it's an Applebee's. I don't care if it's a 5-star, a 1-star. I don't care if it's a taco truck. You don't bring dogs to where you eat.
What about in, like, stores? Because I've seen people bring them into Target and stuff, too.
Yeah,
Home Depots all the time.
There's just so much chaos and pandemonium. You know, you got a guy there, he's got a couple gallons of paint, and he's got 2x4s, and he's got some door hinges. You know, he's got some bug spray, and then his dog's sitting on the little seat there, and he's, no.
I love it.
See, I know you
it.
Do.
I love it.
And then
love
you get the one lady that wants to bring her dog, her, you know, her big Labrador out.
Her Rottweiler.
Yeah, her
and
Rottweiler.
She's like 65.
Yeah, and she's going to bring him out with a basket, and she's got paint, and she's got tarps, and she's got plants. And then she's going to try to wrangle this dog on a leash as it just wreaks havoc all over the store, and she can't contain it.
Oh, I've not seen him not be able to contain one yet.
Oh, I see it all the time.
You do?
People want to bring their big dogs out because, hey, look at my dog. And then they can't control it. And they're yelling at it. I told you, sit, Carl. Stay, Carl. And all they're trying to do is give the dog the lesson and teach it. And the dog's not minding.
I saw this woman who was the same kind of a dog like that. I think this thing was a Rottweiler. It was big. And it was like helping her.
Oh, it was not.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was.
So that was probably one of those service dogs.
It didn't have a service thing on it, which I thought was weird. You know how they have the vest or like a little handle they can have on or whatever. It didn't have one of those. But it was like helping her through the store. She just had it on a lead. And she was an older lady, and it was just kind of wandering through the store and kind of showing her which aisles to go to, as if he knew what to do in that store.
Well, maybe he did. Maybe he did. Maybe he didn't. I think it's too much. Now, if you want to take your dogs to the park and you want to go out and you're going to, you know, take them here and take them there, if it's a service dog, okay, fine, a legit service dog. But I think people have gotten so out of hand with it because businesses now, they want to attract the people with the pets because people think, oh, if they can come in with the pet, maybe they'll spend more money. Maybe they'll stay longer and order dessert. Maybe they'll have one more beer.
I think that's true. You don't think that's true?
I feel like this is going down the same path that dog goes with children in restaurants. Oh, kids shouldn't be allowed in restaurants because they're just so awful and they wreak havoc and blah, blah,
thank
and
you.
It's not quiet.
They ruin my calm.
Yes, yeah. When I go to a restaurant, I want to enjoy the food and the ambiance and the other adults. I want to hang out. And I don't want to be bothered by kids or dogs or dander or any of that stuff.
What if it's like one of the restaurants where we kind of ate yesterday where they've got an outside? So you can eat outside at a table or what? What if someone's got their dog laying out there?
I'm not into it. And again, for when we went out to Tuesday, there was the homeless guy smoking the cigarette.
I thought you were going to come unhinged.
I was.
I can't believe you made Danny. You would have flipped. I can't believe how close this guy got to us, and you didn't say nothing.
I was. You know why? Because he didn't stay. And here's the other thing. Ugh. He sat there and he smoked, and he was across the walkway. Did you smell his cigarette?
Not once.
See, and I didn't either. And because I didn't smell the cigarette, and I sat there and I gleamed at that dude for a long, hard time, and I just stared at him. I was like, you filthy son of a bitch. You're going to sit down here at a place of business where we're eating outdoors, and you're going to sit on a bench that they provided so you can sit here and smoke. I didn't smell one tinge of smoke, unbelievably, because the wind blew it just right, and he was only there a few minutes. Had I smelt the smoke, I was going to tell him, you got to move. You got to take your ass somewhere else and smoke, because it was pissing me off.
Well, we all know dog comes unhinged all the time, but if you really want to see me come unhinged, smoke near me.
Especially pregnant. Yeah. Dana's pregnant right now.
Oh, I
don't even
use.
I don't even do the vaporizer device in front of her.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do.
I blow it out the window.
Yeah, but you do. You do. Dana, does he do it in front of you?
He stopped doing it in front of me after his wife said something to him.
I wasn't catching on to it. She goes, are you using that in the office with Dana in there?
Yeah.
And I go, Oh, yeah. And she goes, what is wrong with you?
Yeah. So now. So
that thing's totally healthy for you.
But yeah. I immediately stopped right after that, though. You know, I do go to the door now. I don't smoke that in there.
Yeah, you get up and walk to the slider and you go out the door.
And it, because of the way that the air pulls from the building.
There's a vortex over there.
Oh, yeah. It releases it.
Yeah.
Into the wild.
Yeah, but yeah, you did. You used to smoke it in front of Dana when she was pregnant.
You know what? I did, and I felt terrible about that. And I even said, I'm really sorry.
Yeah, if there's any low birth weight issues, Dana, or anything like that, it's on Joe.
I know who to blame it on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Don't say things like that.
Back to the dogs, though.
I don't think that's a problem, by the way.
I hope not.
How do you think Sacramento rates as far as a dog-friendly city? You think it's high or low?
I think it's high.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I would say probably very high.
Seattle, one of the highest. Seattle claims to have more dogs than kids in their city.
That's not surprising, actually.
Yeah, more dogs than kids. All the businesses have clearly invested in friendly dog living for all the people that live in Seattle. Chicago, big-time dog city. Yep. Lots of dogs in Chicago. Denver. Obviously, you know, they're smoking dope. You can't smoke dope without having a Frisbee dog with you. Lots of dogs there. This one I think is kind of weird. Tucson, Arizona.
Interesting. I feel like that's really outdoors, though.
I do, too, kind of.
It is, but it's hot, and it's deserty, and it's kind of like Vegas was back in the early 80s.
You wouldn't think you'd have your pets and stuff out just hanging out with you.
Yeah, it's pretty damn hot. Boston, they come in really high. Lots of dog parks, lots of dog-friendly places. And then they say this place is or could be the top in America. Sacramento, California, IA.
Wow.
Our city.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
What goes into that?
Well, it talks about all the craft breweries. Sacramento welcomes all kinds of dogs to their hotel rooms.
We do.
They have outdoor patios. Some of the hippest brew pubs, including Track 7.
Yep.
Bike Dog for cyclists who love dogs.
For sure, Bike Dog.
Oak Park, New Helvetia, Rubicon, all canine friendly. And if you want to go out to dog friendly restaurants, you got to go to Juno's Kitchen Delicatessen, Burgers and Brew, the Iron Horse Tavern. The list goes on and on. Plus, we have a lot of dog parks per capita.
Yeah, we do.
Do we rate higher than Seattle?
According to this, the only thing is it doesn't say is that we have more kids than dogs.
Okay.
But yeah, we will soon surpass Seattle, but Sacramento now is learning how to take advantage of all this dog living.
So Sacramentans love to have pets and make families.
Yeah, yeah, they really do.
Not that at all.
No, nothing at all.
That's a great little moniker to have on your city. Instead of the city of the trees, we're the city of pets and kids.
I was like waiting for it.
I didn't want to say it because I thought it might be something dirty.
Yeah.
And I thought, well,
let's call the guy over there on I-5 that paints the water tower and have him paint that slogan on it.
Or it'd go all the way around it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
City of trees and kids and cats and dogs and stuff.
What is their slogan? You got to walk around the tower to read that.
I can't see it. Yeah.
That really wraps around there, doesn't it?
Sacramento's got things and it's neat and stuff. And you're awful. The city, though, in the world that gets the title for being the most pet-friendly. There's one city in the world that gets this title, even above Sacramento. What do you think it is?
Not New York, is it?
No. It's not in this country.
Oh, it's not in this country.
Oh, no.
In this world. This is the friendliest dog place in the world.
Somewhere in Sweden.
No, and this is truly the city of trees.
I want to say the UK, but that's not the city of trees.
Paris.
Oh.
Paris.
Oh.
Yes.
France.
The French like the poopies.
Yes. And they say that they're very, very helpful and friendly to international travelers with pets. They love seeing it. People in the airports. I've never been to Paris, but I guess you go there and there's dogs all over the canals and there's dogs in the airport. There's just dogs everywhere. And the people there in Paris, they love having them.
Especially if you have the French bulldog.
Yes.
Oh, yes, the little bulldog.
Yes, I'm glad French you didn't bulldog. Say the poodle because those are not French, they're German.
Yes. They sound
the
French.
The poodle!
To this now, more First Day stuff. This is kind of cool. We always do everything we can for Front Street. They right now have run over with the kitties.
I know, they're so cute.
Yes.
Oh, they've got too many kitties in there, do they?
They need help fostering.
Yeah, they absolutely do. They need foster families for all these cats. So coming up this Saturday, 10 a.m. to noon, you can swing by there, and they're going to have a kitten foster class, and they're going to have emergency kitten adoption and fostering. So if you want to take care of cats, we'll post this up on Facebook so you got the number. But they'll teach you how to take care of them, and this is the thing, you might have a hard time giving them back.
Oh, that would be the
trouble.
Oh,
they're so cute.
But you get to help out all these different cats, and I know that the world doesn't need another crazy cat lady, because there's enough of them out there.
Yeah, your mom's one right now, isn't
your
she?
Your mom would be the first in line.
Yeah, thank God she doesn't live here, because she'd be down there. I want to foster all these kitties. But if you like that kind of thing, you're going to get a variety, and they really, really need the help. It's summertime, and all these cats are coming in, and all these dogs. So if you want to learn more about it, they could use the help. And if you want to provide or donate, you could do that too. We'll put this up on Facebook. But they need help with the kitties.
You might be able to. Go ahead.
Oh, sorry. Dana. I was going to say, obviously, the kitties were up to something a couple, months ago?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
So obviously, spay and neuter your animals.
Yeah.
What were they doing around the old neighborhood?
Yeah.
Alleys?
Yeah. I think they were hanging around Dana's bedroom.
Oh, well, yeah. Monkey see, monkey do, I
yes.
guess.
Kitty see, kitty do.
Oh, God.
So we'll put it up on Facebook for you. You can check it out. And then here in 20 minutes.
I'm sorry, Sacramento.
Here in 20 minutes, you'll get to meet another adorable adoptable. You're going to fall in love with this canine female. She is beautiful.
We really hope you do anyway.
And she's got a little connection to last week's featuring. So
yeah.
You'll get to see her here in about 20 minutes. There's Toto on the river.